878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The latest on the California recall. It's going to get interesting, folks, in the People's Republic of California. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Michael. Michael, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Oh, you got a great call screener. You managed to squeeze me in right before the end of the
segment
here. How you doing?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah. A live report from outside of Representative Annie Black's office here in Carson City, hoping to catch her before my one-day pass expires. But the good news is I tested negative for COVID this morning.
All right.
I had to do that before visiting your politicians. But I'm like, okay, another free test. I'm probably negative. And I guess if I tested positive, they'd want me to go sit in my car here in downtown Carson for the next 2 weeks or until I run out of food and water. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So that's what visiting your state legislator in person is like. You sign up the night before, and they're allowed, one visitor per day. But after you're done visiting your rep, your assembly person or whatever, you can go wander the building, take pictures of the cool stuff, talk to people, kind of lobby them in the hallway the old-fashioned way. So I've had a fun time doing that.
Did you get to meet Annie?
No, not yet, but I've got a little gift for her, a cedar log from my mom's backyard in Eugene, Oregon. I gave one to my representative, Mrs. Nguyen from District 10. She's a nice Democrat lady. We have some things we can agree on. I'm here on my pet project the last couple sessions has been to abolish the evil rent-seeking racket between the state government and those people who tow and impound your car and charge you an arm and a leg and one of your gold teeth in order to get it back sometimes.
Oh, wow.
There is a guy working on that. Unfortunately, he's a Democrat, but he's a good guy. I talked to his assistant, Mr. Miller, who's also a person right next door. And he's got a bill that I've got a copy of right here. I've taken pictures of trying to figure out all the legalese. And I've had a good time, encouraging my fellow Republicans and conservatives to get behind me on this issue.
I am.
Day dinner going on Saturday. I can't afford tickets, but I'm going to go hang out and talk to as many people as I can out in the lobby.
I think it'll be great. Michael, I got to run. I got to hit the break at the bottom of the hour. But hey, I'm glad you did your civic duty. Really. I'm glad he did his civic duty. That's good. Michael, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Coming up, Tom Del Beccaro from the People's Republic of California. That's all next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
A little bit after 5:31 right now, got a bird's eye view of all the traffic cams around southern Nevada, and there is some police activity. It's blocking the off-ramp at Charleston on Interstate 15 northbound. The NHP is on the scene there, but they are blocking that ramp. Multiple vehicles are there involved. So 15 north of Charleston, at least for the time being. That off-ramp is unavailable. Also, reduced speeds on U.S. 95 eastbound at Valley View, northbound 95 at Ann Road. A lot of congestion through there. Also very slow on southbound Paradise at Russell. It's only 35 miles per hour through the airport tunnel there. And bridge work is causing delays. That's on Interstate 15 north at Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The entry list released for Sunday's Bushy McBush Race 400, the NASCAR Cup Series raced at Kansas Speedway. Some of the extra entries include Joey Gase, Austin Cindric, Cody Ware, Garrett Smithley, Matt Mills, Justin Haley, and BJ McLeod. Also, interesting comments made by NASCAR Senior Vice President of Competition Scott Miller appearing on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio after Joey Logano's Talladega wreck where he went airborne. He says NASCAR is going to see if there is anything that they can do immediately to keep cars from going airborne as a result of crashes. The weekend schedule, ARCA Series and Truck Series running on Saturday at Kansas, while the Cup Series will run on Sunday. This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from our parts professionals, and our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about our free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition. Man, this has been like manna from heaven. So much stuff going on. We talked about it all. I had a chance earlier to talk with Tom Del Beccaro, a friend of mine who is the former chair of the California Republican Party, which, by the way, can be a very lonely job in the People's Republic of California. But I had a chance to visit with them because they have just acquired the requisite number of signatures to recall Governor Gavin Newsom, who is just a royal pain in the you-know-what. But somehow, some way, his organization, and he is the chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, assisting in the recall effort of Gavin Newsom. You've seen him on Fox News, on Newsmax, on OAN. And we talked about the recall effort and getting the requisite number of signatures. And I asked him how many signatures he got.
Almost 2.2 million. Well, you know, it started out with a grassroots effort at Recall Gavin 2020. They did a lot of the work, most of the work. In last June, I became the first national figure and certainly statewide figure in California to back the recall. My PAC, CaliforniaRevival.com, wrote the first big check, $33,000. Overall, that PAC donated 160,000, I want to say. But then my other PAC, Rescue California, has pumped in over 3 million. And look, just it's elbow grease. And voters are fed up. They want policies that work. Even California, even Democrats in California are frustrated at the high homelessness, the crime, the poverty, the lack of consistent electricity, lack of consistent water delivery, and all the jobs leaving the state. And I know you saw this. Yesterday, California has announced is losing a congressional seat. Why is that? Because so many people, Kevin, are leaving California for jobs in places like, I don't know, well, you're in what state?
Nevada.
Then you have Arizona, then you have Texas, then you have Tennessee, even Washington, even Oregon. Crazy leftist Oregon ranks in the top 10 places to do business because they realize you got to have a balance. But they don't realize that in California. And you know it. You tell people all the time, don't bring your votes to California. To Nevada. So times are changing here. That doesn't mean it's a big Republican takeover. It does mean that Democrats are frustrated and will listen to some. About a third of the Democrats are willing to listen to new ideas.
Tom Del Beccaro joining us, the former chair of the California Republican Party, and he is a smart, smart dude when it comes to this kind of stuff. What was the tipping point? Was there one event? Was there an issue that resonated with Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Save the Whales Party, whatever? What was the tipping point in this?
Well, look, this satisfaction has been building a long time with Gavin Newsom, who never really took the time to get to know voters and throughout the state. It's a big state. You got to work it hard. He never really did that. So he had a soft early support level that was eroding. And then COVID came along and the shutdown shut down so many businesses and the schools. And then there was a lightning rod moment with the French Laundry going to the most expensive restaurant, breaking all his own rules and lying to voters about it. That was, once you break faith with voters, and they'll do shared sacrifice to a point, but if they see you lying about it, and then it was sort of determined from that point forward that this was going to happen.
I think was Gray Davis the last recall?
He was in 2003, and people were. There were less problems with Gray Davis than there is with this governor because farmers can't stand him because of his water policies, his mishandling of the forest management and wildfires has angered people. There's really no area that he's done well in, or the other side of that coin is in almost every area he's angered somebody. And a third of the Democrats are ready to go on to someone else.
Now, let me ask you, because every time I see this portrayed on CNN and MSNBC, there's always a qualifier. It is the Republican-based recall effort of Gavin Newsom. I don't know if you know the numbers inside the numbers of the over 2 million people that have signed your, given you a signature, but is this Republican-based or is this more broad-based than that?
Well, in Los Angeles County, Kevin, which is, I don't know if you know this stat, bigger than 42 states. Los Angeles County is bigger than 42 states. More Democrats signed the petition than Republicans. So what does that tell you?
Wow.
In San Mateo, which is in the heart of the Silicon Valley, more Democrats and Independents signed it than Republicans. So the reality is this is really broad-based. In the Emerson poll, a third of Democrats were ready to move on from Newsom. So they can sit there and lie to themselves and say this is some, right-wing conspiracy, blah, 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 blah. And honestly, Kevin, I hope they do because they're insulting all the other people who signed it as if they don't exist or don't have a mind of their own. So I hope they keep up with this tactic.
So explain to those of us that have maybe didn't follow the Gray Davis recall and we don't know how these things work in California. Explain to me how it works.
Well, I'm impressed that you think something works in California. Here's the next step. They still have to certify. This is just the interim report, and we had passed it even with the interim report. So the local counties will give their final numbers next week. we'll hear that. That'll bump it up higher. Then it goes to the, there's a 30-day period where you can take back your signature, but that's not going to happen, and Newsom isn't even going to try and get it. And then it goes to the Secretary's of State office. They determine how much this is going to cost. Kennedy says June 15th they're going to take down all the rules or suspend all the rules on COVID, except for mail-in voting, all mail-in voting. So they're going to whine about how much this election is going to cost, and I say it's a lot cheaper than keeping Newsom. And roughly in the July time frame, maybe early August, that's when it's going to come out that they got to have an election. It'll be certified. And somewhere this fall, there will be an election. And it's an interesting election because there's only two questions on the ballot. Should he stay or should he go? Should Gavin Newsom be recalled? And the second question is from the list below, who should replace him? And they only, first of all, they become governor in 10 days, and then they don't have to get a majority. They win with a plurality. So someone's probably going to win, I think, at around 24-25%.
Wow. Could that be Caitlyn Jenner?
No, I don't think so. However, Caitlyn has been relentlessly slamming Newsom and getting a lot of press, so Caitlyn, keep going. All publicity is good publicity. And so it's constantly in the news, the recall, and that's a good thing.
There you go. Tom Del Beccaro, good friend, and a guy that had one of the loneliest jobs maybe in America, being the chairman of the California Republican Party. I mean, there's just not a lot of them, folks. No, but good guy. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. Oh, yeah, and we're not done. We are sprinting to the finish line right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Washington politicians are at it again, and Nevadans will pay the price if they get their wish. Washington is now toying with ending the filibuster in the U.S. Senate. This partisan tactic will put one-sided politics on steroids, making it easier for those in power to ram their partisan agendas through Congress. But you can help stop this partisan power grab and support the filibuster and Nevada values. Join Americans for Prosperity and the Libre Initiative Thursday, April 29th at 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then on Friday, April 30th, join us in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel at 6 p.m. Senator Cortez Masto needs your encouragement to keep her word and stand up to Washington and oppose ending the filibuster. That's Thursday, April 29th, 6 p.m. in Pahrump at the Grill Room at Mountain Falls. Then Friday night, April 30th at the Ahern Hotel. For more information, check us out on Facebook at Americans for Prosperity Nevada. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
She is a rising star at Fox News, especially Fox Nation. And she is a woman who's been here in town. In fact, I emceed an event where she spoke. She has a UNLV roots to her. She's really, and she's a nice person. She is Tommy Lahren from Fox and Friends First this morning. And her reaction to the Gavin Newsom recall election, give a listen to this.
Do you think 50% of the voters there will vote yes to recall the governor and replace him with somebody else?
You know, when I was living there a year ago, I would have said, I'm not so sure, because Californians tend to bury their head in the sand and ignore the obvious. You know, they elected Governor Gavin Newsom knowing even what a horrible leader he was, knowing it would be bad for California. You know, they voted down a repeal of their gas tax. So I thought, you know, I'm not sure about Californians. But I got to say, I am so incredibly proud of the state that I used to live in and what they've been able to do. And this just goes to show those that are living in other states that are being ruled by Democrat tyrants, you do have the power to make your voices heard. You do have the power to recall your leaders, unless you're in New York, which we'll talk about that in a moment. But this just goes to show that if enough people band together, even in a liberal state, they can make a stand and they can make a change. So I'm incredibly hopeful they will get rid of greasy Gavin Newsom and replace him with somebody that believes in freedom, that believes in the great golden state, and is ready to make it free again.
We can go ahead and pull up here the numbers just so folks at home can go ahead and take a look at them. But when you look at the data from the California Secretary of State's office, there have been 54 previous attempts to recall governors. Only one was successful, but that was back in 2003. So curious to see how this ends up playing out. But I'm curious also what you think was the breaking point for people in California to be able to go ahead and say, you know what, enough is enough.
We know that the regulations, the taxes were insane, the cost of living, the poverty rate. I mean, this has been a problem for years and years and years in California, but so many people were able to ignore it because the weather's nice, it's a beautiful state, they got great sports teams, and then COVID happened. And they realized the power that their leaders truly have, and they were uncomfortable with that abuse of power. And then, you know, Gavin Newsom's little trip to French Laundry and his very expensive unmasked dinner with others. I really think that that sent a message to California. This man thinks that he is above them, that he's ruling them with an iron fist, and they were tired of it. And so I'm so glad that they were finally able to realize it. COVID brought it in, problems in that state for many years prior, but at least they're starting to realize it.
Ain't that the truth? Tommy Lahren from Fox and Friends First this morning. Stay where you are. More to come. We're not done yet. Trust me, we are not anywhere near done. We are sprinting to the finish line right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Just
discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to Roberts4Nevada.com. That's Roberts4Nevada.com.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you. On the other side of the glass. What do you have, pal?
Well, you know that... Boxing used to be big, especially here in Las Vegas. Remember those big heavyweight fights?
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson and all those guys. Well, the bottom line here is Floyd Mayweather. He finished with a 50-0 record before he retired, quote-unquote, in August of 2017 after he beat Conor McGregor. Well, I saw this come across the Review Journal, and apparently he's going to fight a YouTube star, but it's not professionally. It's going to be an exhibition. Logan Paul is the YouTube star's name, and and Paul is 0-1 as a professional boxer. That was in 2019. He lost in a split decision to a fellow YouTuber star.
Is there any chance that he could knock that he could knock him out? I mean, he could knock him down, maybe? I've never heard of Logan Paul.
That would be something. Well, now, Paul's brother is 3-0. He's won 3, lost none as a professional boxer, and he knocked out a retired MMA fighter, Ben Askren, in April. April 17th is what it says here, at the Fight Club main event. So, for those excited about the... the game of boxing, if you will. Floyd Mayweather is going to fight, but it's not going to count against his record.
Either way,
it's just an exhibition, but I thought that was interesting.
But what happens if he knocks Mayweather down?
Well, but again, it's not official.
I know, but just the fact that he would have knocked down a guy that was 50-0.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Then all of a sudden, some boxing promoter will sniff a deal. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.